All right, let's get started. Good evening, everyone. My name is Mahesh Balachandran. I'm a part of Bing API team. I'm a program manager.
I'm Ahmed Tolba. I'm the principal engineering manager working on custom search.
Ahmed and I, we are here to talk about a new product called Bing Custom Search, which we launched just 6 months ago. Custom Search is a part of Cognitive Services, which has a lot of artificial intelligent APIs. You heard about Cognitive Services in the at the keynote as well in other subsequent sessions. With Bing Custom Search, we just launched this product 6 months ago, and we have been getting a lot of feedback from our developer community. As a part of V1, which we launched certain features. For example, with Bing Custom Search, you will be able to set up your own site search or vertical search experience tailored to your specific set of domains you add to your custom instance. You are able to pin results. You are also able to block results. Along with that, we were also offering a hosted UI option, which a lot of developers were making use of as part of our V1 product. And it comes with powerful ranking. It has the Bing ranking capabilities, which many developers around the world are making use of. And since we launched, we have about 1,800 plus subscriptions just for Bing Custom Search. And today, we are launching four set of key features, which are a result of direct feedback we have been getting from the developer community. And I'm happy to announce that as part of Bing Custom Search V2, we are launching four features. One, custom image search. So far, we were just offering web results as part of the custom instance. But now with the V2 feature, you will also be able to integrate the image experience as part of your custom search instance. Second, we are also launching the usage statistics. Statistics will help you to determine what your users are searching for in your website so you can understand how your business is performing, and you can always enhance your users' experience based on the statistics feature. Third, we are also offering the auto-suggest capabilities, which can help your users to type less and do more with the result of launching the auto-suggest capabilities. And finally, enhanced authoring experience. What I mean by that is today, you don't get to test your search instance, but with the new V2, you will be able to test your configurations before you push it to production. And we are going to show all these features in a demo as well. So with custom image search, you can build a compelling image experience for your website. You will be able to search across images on a selected set of domains. And you can derive rich insights from images as well. And we also integrated custom image search as part of the hosted UI experience. Not only that, let's say if you want to just use the custom image experience, you can always call the image API endpoint and do an enriching experience just for the image results. So that is the flexibility we are offering as part of your custom search instance. The second I want to talk about statistics. So one of the key features our developers has been asking for is, we have a custom search instance. How can we derive insights out of what my users are searching for, which is what we are launching as part of the custom statistics. You will be able to gain powerful insights to grow your business. You will be able to slice and dice the data across multiple metrics, such as geographical distribution and what your users are searching for on your website. And you also have an ability to export to an Excel for much deeper analysis. So you can use the statistics feature in order to grow your business. Ahmed, why don't you talk about the other features?
With pleasure, Mahesh. So basically, custom search is one of the nearest and dearest features that we have for V2. So basically, it takes all of the intelligence and machinery behind Bing auto-suggest, and then it tailors it to your particular domains and instances. So the signal that it gets is based on the signal that Bing gets on the aggregate for all of the websites. So this is good enough, but then you can take it and customize it to your own particular instance by inserting your own user-defined suggestions. And then basically, we serve this using the typical JSON-based endpoint, or it's also part of our hosted UI, which it's part of this implementation. So next slide. So the next feature here is the enhanced configuration experience, which is basically, those of you who used V1 know that basically when you make changes to custom search, the changes reflect instantly to production, which is not ideal. Right now in V2, you have your own private changes area, which we call the staging area, where you can make the changes, test them, feel fully comfortable with them before you take them to production. And based on these private changes, you can share them with a colleague to make sure that basically they can collaborate on the instance or they can test it before you can actually take it to production. Why don't we show them the demo, Mahesh?
Yeah, absolutely. Let's show it in action for you. Now, I logged into a demo instance, and what you will do is you will go to customsearch.ai in order to get into your custom search instance. You can use your outlook.com account or any other email account to sign into customsearch.ai. This is the admin portal, the new look and feel UI, where we added a lot of new features. Some of you who are using the old UI can see what are the new features we added here, and I'm going to talk about those features. So for this demo, we went ahead and created a search instance. You can create your new instance, and then you can name the instance on your company name. And in this active list, I wanted to set up an experience for my gaming company. Ahmed and I, we love games, so we just went ahead and added a few gaming-related sites, as you see here, Xbox, Minecraft, and a few other sites. As an example, I'm also going to add you, for instance, another site to my active list. And just click plus, so the site is instantly added here. You have an option to add several hundred sites to your active instance. If you have a list of sites in a notepad, you can always use the batch upload feature in order to upload the list of websites to your custom search instance. Or you can also use the suggestions what we provide automatically here based on the list of sites you are adding in your active instance. Now, I want to show you how we retrieve the results just from your custom search instance. So I'm going to type in query Gears of Wars. Now, as soon as I hit enter, as you see, the results are tailored only from the list of sites I added to my active instance and not from any other website. So this is the powerful feature of custom search, where you can tailor results only from the set of sites you added to your active list.
Let's show them, Mahesh, if somebody doesn't like a result.
Sure. That is where blocking is a feature that can come in handy, where, let's say, if you don't want to show certain forum results for your users, you can always use the blocking functionality in order to block results from the site you don't want to show it to your users. So I'm going to simply show you how blocking works just by clicking it here, and I'm going to select this site. You also have an option to either include the subpages or not, and I'm just going to include subpages here. Now, what will happen is any keyword typed in the search instance is going to ignore the specific website. I blocked it so that my users will not see these results. So think about, for example, in your site, you wanted to block certain results during a particular period. You can always do that by going into the blocking or by using the blocking functionality.
OK, let's show them the opposite of this. What if somebody is interested in a particular result and wants to show it as top result for a certain query?
Sure. That is where the pinning functionality can come in handy. Let's say, for instance, I wanted to run a marketing campaign, and I wanted to surface results for my users only from a particular website. I can always use pinning functionality for that. Either you can pin the site from here, or you can add a site and then pin it with a specific query. Let's say, for example, if I'm going to pin, for instance, I'm just adding Microsoft.com, and then I'm going to give, because you all are here attending the Bill conference, so I'm just going to give a keyword Bill 2018 with Microsoft.com. And now what's going to happen is whenever a query term Bill 2018 is typed by your users on your website, they are going to see the Microsoft.com, which is what I pinned it as the top as part of my pinned instance. So similarly, you can add any number of URLs as part of your pinned instance, which can come in handy whenever you wanted to surface a certain result set for your, during a particular time period.
And what's interesting, too, is that the result that you pin, it doesn't have to be part of the original result set. You can pretty much pin any result to any query.
Exactly. And as I was talking about the new features, if you look here in the UI, we also added this feature image functionality. And I'm going to show you, for instance, if I go and type in Gears of Wars, we not only provide web results, we also provide image results of Gears of Wars tailored from the active list, which is there as part of my custom search instance. So you can use this custom image features in order to create a visually compelling experience for your users. We also added other features, as you see here, Safe Search, as well as Market, which are all new features we added as part of the administrative portal. Ahmed, why don't you talk about the other functionalities?
OK, with pleasure, Mahesh. So basically, auto-suggest, it's as simple as clicking this button. And all what it does is it gets the relevant suggestions to your domain from Bing back to your instance. And then basically, you can and also define your own. So I can say here, great demo, or go hack on custom search. And basically, when you go to the experimentation tab right here, and when you type the right prefix, you will see that we blend both the results coming from your own defined, user-defined queries and the results that are coming from the Bing side. And also, if you look at the yellow banner right there, this indicates that all of these changes are only private to you. They are part of what we call staging, right? So you can go here to the settings, and then you can say that you'd like to share this with somebody. So you say that I'll share it. And as soon as you click share, so the instance is available on the, like the person that I shared it with will see it instantly on the list of instances actually right there in the audience. Okay. Then we go back to the configuration. The only remaining part of the configuration right now is hosted UI. So hosted UI is optional, but in case you'd like to use it, you have to configure it. So right here, I will enable auto suggestions in our own hosted UI. And I'll also enable the image results. So right now, everything is ready. All what I have to do is basically click publish. And everything publishes instantly, except for auto suggest. It takes some time for us to bring the data from Bing back to your instance. Now we move to the production endpoint. So this shows all of the endpoints that are available for you to consume as part of your instance. So all of these are the respective JSON endpoints, if you have your own presentation layer that you already invested in. Otherwise, if you'd like to get our free hosted UI, you can use that as well. And there are two options to consume it. One, you can embed this piece of JavaScript in your existing website, or you can click our own standalone link. You see that you have your own customized endpoint that you can sort of serve from. So basically, let's see I type a G. And as you see, like in the hosted UX, we have an auto-suggest implementation. And if we click Game of Thrones, for instance, you'll see that you get your results with the blocked and the pinned instances. And you also, since I configured it when we configured the hosted UI, you also get the image vertical for your query. That's pretty much it. But when all is said and done, and you'd like to understand how your users are using your instance, now you use the statistics feature that Mahesh would show.
Thank you, Ahmed. And now we showed you in few minutes how you can set up your custom search instance. Now you're going to ask, OK, fine. I mean, what my users are going to use, and how can I know, or how can I grow the business? That is where statistics feature is going to be very helpful for you. And we are happy to launch this feature as of today. So with statistics, you will be able to understand what are the top queries your users are searching on your custom search instance. You will see the top queries. You also have an option to select the markets where the queries are originating from for your particular custom instance. You also have an option to select which endpoint you want to run the results for, whether you want to understand for search endpoint or whether you want to get the results for image endpoint. And you also have an option to select whether you want the result for the past week or if you want a custom date range, you can always select that or past 24 hours. And as you see, I just selected past week, and the query was instantly getting refreshed. And you also get to understand the API call volume so that you know what is the peak traffic in your website, so that you can tailor the capacity needs also based on that, or tailor any marketing campaign you wanted to run during that particular time period. We also offer you a geographical distribution, as I was showing you earlier. And also, we provide response code distribution. So the response code distribution can be very helpful for a developer. If you are seeing a lot of errors, you can understand where the errors are coming from or what type of error code, so that you can go and fix the problem instantly. And we also provide the safe search distribution. So we provide all of these great statistical options so that you understand what is going on your website, and then which can help you to grow your business. Anything you would like to add, Ahmed?
No, that's perfect, Mahesh. Let's go through.
So as you see, we talked about the powerful capabilities we are launching as part of Bing Custom Search version 2. We talked about custom image search, how you can create a visually compelling experience using custom image search. We talked about auto-suggest, how you can use auto-suggestions on your website as part of your custom search instance. We also talked about the statistics along with the configuration experience, which can help you to even manage the instance better. Using Bing Custom Search, you can build a powerful search experience for your company because it comes with ads free. As you saw in few minutes, we showed you a demo of how easy it is to set up a custom search instance for your company. And you can use the powerful Bing AI capabilities to enable user retention as well revenue opportunities for your company.
Okay, so we have two asks of you guys. Go use customsearch.ai, keep the feedback coming, and come visit us on our booth. So basically, our booth is towards the end of the expo area beside the Starbucks stand. Thank you very much.
Yeah, you can have a coffee and also visit our booth.
Yeah, great coffee and great demos.
With that, we wanted to open it for Q&A. Any questions we can help with?
Okay, thanks.
Sure. So the question is, can we use the site, which is like an intranet site? Is that right?
Yeah, intranet or just a local web app.
A company web app. So the question is, since you don't have a mic, I want to repeat the question. The question is, can you use this experience for intranet site or for your company website, which is publicly available? Yes. If your company website is on the World Wide Web, then you can use Bing Custom Search Instance. You just need to add your company's website to the Custom Search Instance, and then we can tailor results just from your company website. But if your site is not publicly available, we have another product called Bing for Business, which can be used to tailor search experience just from intranet standpoint. So that is a separate product, and I'm happy to show you a demo if you can come to our booth. We'll be happy to show you a demo of how Bing for Business works. Yeah. Any other questions?
More questions? Okay.
Great. Thank you, everyone. I hope you can enjoy the rest of the Build conference. Thank you all.
Thanks, guys.